It's tough to talk about sometimes, but we're diving into a story today. It's one of those that just it grabs you. It's about a family fighting, I mean, really fighting for their kid, and it makes you think about, well, about healthcare and who gets to decide what, when it comes to keeping someone alive. It's about Alfie Evans. You ever hear about him?
I know the case. It was all over, international news and everything. Little guy in Britain, right? Had some kind of like a really rare thing, neurological, just
It
tragic.
really is. And the parents, they just wanted to keep trying anything, hoping for a miracle. But the doctors, they were saying there's no coming back from this, and they wanted to stop the life support.
And that's where things get complicated. See, in the UK, Alfie, he was getting his care through the National Health Service, the NHS. It's like government funded, right? So the doctors, they went to court actually, saying it wasn't, best for Alfie to keep him on the machines, even though his parents wanted to.
And the court, they agreed with the doctors.
They did. They said it was about the best interest principle. It's this thing. It's supposed to make sure kids are protected, that their well-being comes first. But it's tough because who decides what's best?
It's also, I don't know, gray. Like, there's no easy answers.
Like in the US, it might have gone different. Who knows? But the British court, they put a lot of weight on what those medical experts were saying about Alfie's chances, or lack of chances. They said it was just prolonging his suffering.
But the parents, they didn't see it that way. They started this whole movement, Alfie's Army, trying to get him treatment somewhere else. It was huge. People all over were following it. Even Italy, they gave Alfie citizenship, hoping to get him to a hospital there.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, didn't work though.
The court, they stuck with their decision, wouldn't let Alfie be moved. And the doctors, they'd said, once they took him off life support, he wouldn't be able to breathe on his own. He'd pass quick.
But that's not what happened, is it?
Sadly, no. Turns out, Alfie, he could breathe, just needed help with the oxygen, But the court's decision, it stood. He was like that for 5 days. 5 days. Imagine what his parents went through, not being able to do anything more for him.
It's just a humping. I don't even have the words. And it's stories like this that make these discussions so important. It's not just a far-off thing. It's real. It's families. It's kids.
Makes you think, about how much power doctors should have, what rights parents have, what the government's role is in all this.
Exactly. And that's kind of what this YouTube video we're looking at gets into. It's called Socialized Medicine and Parental Rights. It's from this Mises Media channel. They use Alfie's story to say, look, this is what happens with socialized medicine. Parents lose their say.
Interesting. It's just socialized medicine, it's thrown around a lot, like there are tons of ways governments can be involved in healthcare. It's not all the same. The video, though, it defines it pretty specifically. Like the government owns and runs everything, the hospitals employs all the doctors, that kind of thing.
Right. So their point is, when the government's in charge like that, situations like Alfie's, they become more likely that parents could be overruled, They make it sound pretty scary, like a slippery slope to, I don't know, a loss of freedom.
Okay, I see their point. But I gotta say, I think it's more complicated than that. Like, even if the government is really involved, you can still have like checks and balances, right? You can still have ways to protect individual rights, make sure decisions are made ethically. It's not always a government control equals bad outcome kind of thing.
Yeah, it's easy to jump on a bandwagon, especially with a case as emotional as this.
For sure. People see a tragedy, they want someone to blame, a system to blame, but it's rarely that straightforward.
You're right, it's nuanced.
It is. And honestly, Alfie's case, it highlights how tough these questions are. Like, where's the line between, a doctor's duty and a parent's right? And what happens when they clash? How do different healthcare systems try to find that balance? And do they do a good job of protecting everyone involved?
Yeah. These aren't just theoretical questions either, even for us right here. I mean, how does our local healthcare system work? Does it do a good job of listening to families, to individuals? Are there enough safeguards in place? These are things we should all be asking.
We should be, and talking about them. These conversations, they're never easy, but they're necessary.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for diving into this with me. It's a lot to process, but it's important.
You're welcome. Anytime.
And to everyone listening, thanks for being here with us for this deep dive. We hope this gets you thinking, maybe even get some conversations going. And if you like what we're doing, you can always support us over at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. We've got the link in the show notes. See you next time.